Welcome back to another episode. It's the Double Trouble Drama Show, and I'm your host, Insuagrific. I got to tell you, peoples, let's see. So this past week, I have a WhatsApp message, and they give instructions specifically in the group, such and such, to fill out a form, right? So I'm there, and I'm reading, right? And I'm trying to understand. So I reread, to try to understand. So me, you know, so I still not get it. So you know, so me I reread again, for you try get what they must say. So people ask these ridiculous questions, which I would have asked though, because I don't understand. So why not do a topic called Reading for Understanding? Because these are three methods that people need to know when they read, so you can understand where you read, say, but understand and then interpret it. It comes like when you do exam. You read like when you study for exam. You read and you understand, then you reread again and then you understand, and you just reread for try to forget it, because you know, say, it's tough like when I asked one, just like myself. So I was wondering, like, I put a tweet on my Instagram that people, reading is making our life much more, when we read and understand, make our life much more easy, because it can happen to me and you, because when people don't understand, they just ask some ridiculous question, although it's a to go down the road, they might ask you where to go down the road, where, and if it specifically detail where exactly what to do, you're like, yeah. So reading is a fundamental core in your aspect of society that you must understand what you're reading. Because if you don't understand what you're reading, you can ask questions and clarify what you don't understand. So reading is one of the core activity of studying. So you need to be able to understand what you read, and also be able to recall the main points when you are reading, when you need to read. So using the SQWER, which is survey, question, read, then read and write, then recall what you read, and then revise. So the surveys are like survey the material. So survey the material for the overview of the content. So that means that you have to skip through the content and see where you are. What is it? Then the question, the material to help you to remember. So you put down some few questions, you skim through and you have to put down a few questions, then you read the material now. Then now you write again to take notes. So you read again to take notes. So you write and read and to take notes. Then you recall what you have read. Then you revise what you have read. So it is important. It is help in studying too. It also help in just by a brief WhatsApp message. You like, you try to read, interpret, then if you don't understand, you see clarification. But sometimes the rhetorical question just does not make no sense, because I, like, in the WhatsApp group, I was like, I really want to answer some, I really want to get these clarification, but when I've seen persons asking the ridiculous question, and I was like, I was going to ask the same question like they were understanding, because to me, that for reread and read, I'm like, reading is very important. So let's get into it. It is like, before you read, do the survey of the material to gain an overview of the content. So they always say, look at the title, the subtitle, the summary, or at the abstract, the introduction, the conclusion. So you're in a 6E and you're doing an English paper, and they give a paragraph, right? You look at the title first. You look at the first few paragraph, or the few or seven lines about the paragraph. Then you look down to the bottom at the conclusion. Then you read it in the middle. Yeah. So you look at the introduction, then you look at the conclusion, then you read it in the middle. Because if the paragraph is long, but then want you to put it in a summary, you want to summarize it, and you know, say time is on against you, and all of them something there. Even, and it's best, even if you have visual content, if you have visual content, you look at picture, graph, tables, photograph, to like it grab your attention, or the attention grabber. Then you look at the first and last sentence of the paragraph, the conclusion, focus on the question then. That you look. Then you look at question, right? So Q, question. S was survey, right? So your survey is skim through the paper. Like anytime you're doing a anytime you're taking an exam, or anytime you're researching something, always look through the paper. Always skim through, like if you're reading a book too. Always look at the title and skim through the paper. Because I've noticed a girl that anytime she's doing an exam, she always skim through the paper first, and then she start the paper so she can know what. Unlike me, because me no say me no have no time against me. It means try to read the question, and you know say me slow when me I read, right? So me I read, and by the time me done skim through, you know say the exam done. So me, you have to skim through first, quickly, just swiftly skim through, so you can know what you're getting yourself into. So question is like the title of the chapter. In question is, your reading, you will be more rememberable of your question or the material that you're reading. So ask question, what is the title? What's the title about? Did my lecturer or tutor say about this chapter or the subject that is coming, right? On the paper, on the test paper, or the exam paper. What do I already know about the subject? So, because you must have some background information about the subject. Or if you're reading a title, or if you're reading a book. Some people not gonna have the background information, but who read widely, they will have some background of information. How does the reading relate to what I already know and have read? Same thing, background. If you read a book and you book upon one word and you not understand the meaning of the word, but you have background information of the word or a similar meaning are chapters that you read, but you have some background information, so it's that you can be related to that. How you ask question, then the device, the question that will guide your reading. So think about the specific question. So we are going to enter the nitty-gritty, the specific question for which you need to. And then carefully, would like to find out answers, right? Then read any focus question. So you're reading any focus question at the end of the reading. So you're focusing on this particular question after you done read the paragraph, the chapter, and you focus on this particular question. You're like, yeah. So turn to the title, the heading, the subheading into question. So you're turning the title of the story or the subject, the heading or the subheading into a question. So for example, if you're reading in a qualitative and a quantitative research, you might question that what is the difference between these type of research, which is important. So you're looking at qualitative and quantitative research. So you're looking at, you're turning the title into a question. Say, what are the types of research? And you evidently answer your question based off of the title. Then you make a list of the question that concern you or concern it, to find a way to view, to help you remember what you have read. So make a list of questions for consideration. So like when you're studying, right? I think when I was doing communication study, and my teacher was saying that when you read stuff, always ask, when you read like a paragraph or something, always underlining these keywords that you know the teacher gonna ask you. So if them ask you what is communication, and you read the definition of communication, right? And instead of you just when him say asking what is communication again, you just read the definition and you say communication is x y and z and whatever. So you read out the definition, then you say, when you read out the definition, you put, this is also known as, or this is referred to, communication. What is the channels of communication? So you can know, so you can remember, you read out the definition. You ask yourself, so you put your notes into a form of question so you can easily remember. So when you reread the material, it's just like breeze through. And that is the importance of reading, because when you read, you can understand much more better. So prepare to read material twice. When sometime, like in university, I don't know how people read material twice though. I just have to read everything. And sometimes I don't get the actual meaning of what I read. But it's important, you have to read the material twice so you can understand, so you can remember. More you reread, the more you remember things. So when you read, right? When you read material, you're more likely, as I said, remember the stuff that you read, isn't it? So I can give you a scenario off the bat. Right? When I was doing my communication study speech, and they said, don't write the speech. You're not write the speech. You know, I don't follow instructions. So I write the speech, right? And I write the speech. They say you have to have three to four bullet points, but it should be general, but not specific. Your bullet point not to be specific, but it should be general, right? So I write my speech, right? And I reread, like my speech was the Friday, and I from the month, like the other week, I know my speech. So like every day I come home, I read the speech over and over and over and over and over and over. So until I get it. So on the day of the presentation now, although them say you know for write a speech, but on the day of the presentation now, I did not need my bullet point, my three main bullet points, because at the end of the day, I know my speech, because that's why it's the fundamental of reading your mind. So it say number one, right? Decrease your space and read actively. So when people say it, they always say read aloud. So actively reading certain serious consideration. So taking your time and find a quiet place where you can read. So your time, take a quiet time and focus on reading, right? As you read for answer to question you note down earlier. So always jot down a little question. Sometimes I don't do that, but you it's best to do that. So question of the author, question the author reason. What is the main purpose of the author content or message that they send, right? Is each point justifiable? Is there enough evidence? So the evidence is the supporting material. What is the evidence that is really important? So compare the diagram or the illustration within the written content, and often you will understand more from them. Make sure you understand what you read. Reduce your reading speed to for difficult passage, and stop and reread parts of what you are not clear of, which is very important. If you don't stop and reread, you won't get a understanding or the level of satisfaction that you want to understand what you read. So it's best to do that. When I was in sixth form, I do that. I reread all over back again, especially in a communication studies, in studies, me read, and when me not understand, me reread, and it's always better. A bit more and more I read, the more and more I understand. That I'm trying to say. So if you have difficulty understanding a text, which is important, look up the difficult word in your dictionary or glossary for terms and reread. If the meaning of a word or a passage still event to you, leave it and move on. So perhaps after more reading, you will find it more accessible, and the meaning will become more clear, right? Speak to your tutor if you have difficulty continuing. So which is true. So if you're reading a WhatsApp message or just a book, it is important that you reread. And important that if you buck up in one word and you say, I don't know that. Sometimes me not understand some word, and me with myself, you know, say me I go read. Me I go up on Google the word, what it mean. Because people go on like say they were not at that stage when them could know what that word mean or could reach to their level. Because I see a tweet on Instagram that they're saying university students or bank teller, a particular person tweeted, right, a bank teller could not read to save him life, or no, could not formulate a sentence to save him life. And I'm saying, if he's a bank teller, why instead of you coming here on social media to shame the person, to say that person cannot read, or post it on Twitter? And you say, although he get the job as a bank teller, or can formulate people with bigger jobs, they cannot read. Even I go to a seminar in Montego Bay, it was June Achievement, and the lady said, promise me, make sure you read a book every single day. Although me broke that promise there, because men in big position, they really cannot, you know, read. So, and a person say, and another person on Twitter quote and said, I interview a university, a UTEC student, and he and that student could not even read. So I was like, why are you posting it on social media? If you interview somebody, I find that it's very, I feel like you're shaming them, although you don't consider it as shaming the person, but you are shaming the person. You are downgrading the person, make them feel a little about themselves. Why you don't, when you're done the interview, take the person one side. I know that you get a degree and such and that, and you pass through this and that, but I will encourage you to go to even class. I will encourage you to do something so you can get up your reading skills, so when you're applying for jobs and they give you any tests or anything like that, you can, you know, etc. But don't put it out there on social media like that and make him feel, although the person not gonna know, say you put it on social media. But we as the receiving end know about it. So right? The another one, use reflection to increase your understanding of what you read. So you're going to reflect on what the author main point. So what the author makes a claim, reflect on the knowledge to support or disapprove it. If this raises more questions, just write down your question, then it will make you remember and understand. But keep in mind that you are using personal reflection as a learning tool. It is not encouraged to prove it or to refute a research or a finding, which is so true. Here it's a write, reader plus write, yeah, which is very important. So recall straight after you finish taking your notes. One, close the book and cover your notes. So you try to read what you remember. Remember what you read. Make notes for what you remember about the main thesis and the points that you have read. Check their accuracy about about the notes during your reading, and then return to the reading. Then read one section at a time and try to recall what you have read. So if you were unable to recall one of the main points, then reread the section of the reading to clarify it further, which is important. Then it is also helpful to recite the ideas about aloud to help you to remember. As I said earlier, when you read aloud, you remember easily. And yeah, so review is important. So when you read a chapter, just review it. When you read a book, review it is important. So read through your notes with yourself, with the main thesis, the main points or the key points, and then now read through the question you noted down, and then try to answer them from your memory, and then try to doing the same thing after a few days. Then if you are reading for the course, periodically reread the notes to help you at exam time. Then the more you reread through the semester, the less you will need to cram down during exam time period, which is important. Because if you read every single day, if you read your notes every single day, you're more likely to remember what you have read. And some person, a girl, when I was first entering to UE, and the girl person, she said, "Ian, you remember me?" I was like, "But you remember me." So we are doing a summer job and she remember me, right? And she's like, she do study for exam time, because from September, she keep on reread every single day. So when it come on to exam time, she don't need to study, or to just revise, review her notes, and that's it, because she don't need to force everything down with herself. Same to my lecture, tell me, you don't need to know every single thing. Every single thing. Me just overwhelming information. Me just write every single thing down and I try to get every single thing down, because you don't know where the lecture go. Ask it, and them do give, like the lecture, them do give away name the topics them you go read. Like in a high school, them that give what go come on the topic, and them and them something there. So you have to read every single thing. That's why them say try to read 3 or 4 topics so it can be better off. And I'm like, if the topic of when you know read company exam, you know, Jesus save a one piece of idea. So this is the SQW3R, and that is survey, question, read, W, read and write, and then read 2, which is recall what you have read, and then R3 is review. So survey mean survey the material for overview of the contents. Then the question the material to help you remember, which is important, and then read the material. Then read and write, which is W, read again to take notes. Then recall what you have read, and then review what you have read or read. So reading is one of the core activity of studying. Make sure you remember that. Yes, and I'm your host, Baswaga Rebek. Aya, and check me all on all social, is the Double Trouble Drama Show on Double Trouble Drama Show _ on Instagram, Double Trouble Drama Show on Facebook, YouTube as well, and also on Twitter, _POD, and Snobby Chatty the Troubler. The Troubler is like my own personal thing. Yeah. But you can add me on Snapchat too. Yeah. So make sure you're reading for understanding. That is very important.